Warning: The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, winner of the National Radio Hall of Fame Award, Michael Savage.
Wings are coming off the Soros Podesta cartel airplane. We are asking one question now that we think Trump is going to win. Welcome to the Savage Nation. There is no question in anyone's mind that the latest revelations by the FBI, although they fell short of actually disclosing anything new, have seriously weakened the Prague candidate, Hillary Clinton, and have taken the wings off the progressive airplane, thereby sending Andy Stern, John Podesta, George, and Jonathan Soros' airplane into a tailspin heading right to Earth. And so if we look at how world villains took over America and the world, specifically the George Soros, John Podesta cartel, which we learned today through leaked documents that will make your hair stand up. When I read to you what they have done behind the scenes that was leaked today, actually yesterday, through the WikiLeaks hacking into their computers, you're not going to believe that everything I have told you, everything that conservatives have told you, is 1,000% right with regard specifically in broad terms to how they have taken illegal aliens and put them into Republican neighborhoods in order to undermine the demographics of white neighborhoods and Republican neighborhoods, number one. Number two, how everything you hear from Wolf Blitzer is a lie to the ninth degree, to the hundredth degree of the ninth degree. They've changed the demographics. They have controlled the political discourse. They control the media. They've told the media what to say. They have changed the entire theory of the election, and they were found out. Unfortunately, may not be in time. But the main question today is this. I don't want to get ahead of myself. It looks to me like Trump is going to win. I'm not going out on a limb saying I know Trump's going to win, but it looks to me that Trump is clearly in the lead as the race enters the final weeks. 91% of last-minute bets are on the table for Trump. The entire establishment is in free fall. They're desperate to try and change the narrative, and they cannot. They made a huge mistake in attacking the head of the FBI. We knew that the day they did it. It's a classic act of a villain, which is, what do you call that? I learned it in the fourth grade in the Bronx. Whatever it is the best defense. And a good offense is the best defense, right, or whatever that is. So right away, Podesta went on to the attack and started to attack the FBI director, who 2 weeks before they were lauding. It backfired on them. Even one of their old-time wise men, former DNC chair Ed Rendell, is a very smart, he's a centrist Democrat. Ed Rendell, the former governor of Pennsylvania and former Democratic National Committee chairman, said that the Clinton campaign is making a mistake by attacking the FBI director. See, he's very smart because he's a real Democrat. He is not one of these progs who want to take over the world through every dirty trick in the book. Maybe he knows exactly what's going on. But nevertheless, the fact is that as a result of the FBI director's leak just last Friday, here we are Wednesday, and every poll is showing Trump is beating Hillary. Trump in the lead as race enters final week. So what is actually going to happen? Well, let's say that he wins. What's going to happen next is the only question. And so today's topic, from my point of view, is, do you fear a civil war if Trump wins the election? If Hillary wins the election, there will be no civil war because we, the taxpayers, are law-abiding citizens. We go about our business. We don't riot. We're not funded by George Soros, the evil one. We're not funded to go out in the street and burn things and beat up police horses. No, it's the thugs and the street garbage that is funded by him to go out and beat up police, shoot police, burn buildings, break windows, set trash cans on fire, attack innocent civilians, and call it oppression, the oppression of their demographic group. There will be a civil war if Trump wins, so prepare for it. Prepare for it. I'm not even asking the question. I'm telling you what's coming. Unless this maniac, George Soros, is hunted down by the Trump administration and brought up on charges, whatever the real charges may be, and there are many, many, many charges that a man like this can be found out to be tried for. Make no mistake about it. The man is disturbing the entire world. No one man should have that power. No one ever elected this slime ball to the office that he holds, which is the office of Agitator-in-Chief. It was George Soros who gave us Barack Obama. It was George Soros and his stupid-looking, goofy-eyed son who are disturbing this entire nation in the estimation of this humble man. I know they can buy and sell me 1,000 times over. Well, you know what? I spit in their dirty eyeglasses. They can buy and sell me 100 times over. Go ahead. Make my day. Go ahead. Make my day, Soros and your rotten, stinking, weakling son. Go ahead. Make my day. Buy and sell me 100 times over. We know who you are, and I'm not the only one who knows that you're the disturber-in-chief and that you are destroying this country and the world. It was you who destabilized the Middle East. It was you and your rotten son who plotted to destroy this nation by destroying the demographics of neighborhoods that were safe from these gangsters. But you moved the gangbangers, and you moved the illegal aliens into the neighborhoods that were safe, didn't you? You rotten, stinking things, you. They will foment the civil war in this country. They gave $70 million to Black Lives Matter. Listen to me carefully. Why would a multi-billionaire who has made his money by trading currencies give money to Black Lives Matter? Do you think he's recently had blacks to his dinner table in the upper Park Avenue section of Manhattan? When do you think is the last time the Soros family had black people to their dinners? You get what I'm saying to you? They're using black people as soldiers to push their agenda. So what is their agenda? You know, there are many agendas that people like this have. Why does he hate the nation that gave him such a fortune? After all, it is said that he escaped the Nazis, he lived through the Holocaust, and he came to America and he made his fortune. Why does he hate America so much? What does he hate about America so much? After all, wasn't it the white man, Eddie, who liberated him from the concentration camps? Wasn't it the father or grandfather of the people he now spits on, the very men who kicked in the doors of Auschwitz and saved the few that were left? So why does he hate Eddie so much? Well, look, I've written a book years ago called Liberalism is a Mental Disorder. I'm not going to go into the psychological analysis of psychosis with regard to liberals like this. I'll let you figure it out. All that matters to me is the pragmatic element of this story, which is that if Trump wins, and it looks like he just might win, they will trigger a civil war in this country by funding these street thugs and thugs that we don't even know to go about messing up the nation. They will roil the markets. They will rig the markets to collapse in order to show you that Trump has destroyed the economy. They will destroy the stock market. The currency will be in turmoil. Everything that you know will be upside down because of these individuals. But we have to be prepared for it, don't we? And there are many things we can do, and I want to talk about that, such as not asking you if you think there will be a civil war. There will be a racist civil war. There'll be a race war. There'll be a class war. Your life will not be the same when Trump wins. Eventually, it will calm down. But initially, it's going to be a turmoil like you've never believed, and they will blame it on him. But it will not be him doing it. It will be men like George Soros and his son with the cockamamie glasses, in my opinion, along with the Himmler of the Hillary campaign, who is nothing than this guy Podesta. He is the Himmler of the Hillary campaign. Himmler couldn't have done more damage than this one is doing. And now we all know who he is. Those of us who do this for a living are reading every one of these leaked documents and we're seeing how evil they are. They're more evil than even we thought. But don't underestimate evil men. That's all I can tell you. They are capable of anything. They have and will destroy whole nations to maintain power. Look what Hillary did to Libya. Look what Hillary did to Syria. Look what Hillary tried to do to Egypt. They will destroy entire nations for their power mad games. Now, there's a few bright spots out there to show you that not only might Trump win, it's highly likely he will win. We've all heard the stories all day long that the black voter turnout in early voting is lower than expected. Even the propagandist Wolf Blitzer, a member in good standing of the Soros Podesta cartel, in my estimation, is reporting that black turnout is lower than it was for the distinguished Barack Hussein Obama. And they're all in a panic. Why is it that you're not coming out for her, they ask. Well, I'll let you figure out why they're not coming out for her as opposed to Obama in the last election. But there's another crack in their coalition of the people of color that you don't know anything about. I have long told you that the people of color who are not useful idiots, who think for themselves, gay people who are not the useful idiots who think for themselves, Jewish people who think for themselves, anyone, in other words, who isn't owned by the Democrat Hillary plantation, who is, let's say, a minority group, is considered no longer useful to the machine that they control. What I learned today was quite surprising. I thought I kind of knew what was going on. I knew about that, the useful idiot thing. But what I didn't know was this. Many of you think that all people who wear turbans are Muslims. Well, that's your first mistake. They're not. Many Hindus wear turbans. Many Sikhs wear turbans. They are not Muslims. They're totally different. They're Hindus. Hindus are generally Republicans in this country. You don't know that as well. Most Indians are Republicans in this country. You don't know that. And the reason you don't know that is because the propagandists like Wolf Blitzer have made you think that all people of color, especially of East Indian descent or of that region, Near East is what they call it, I believe, all people who wear turbans of the Near East are people of color to the propagandists like Wolf Blitzer, and they're all in support of Hillary, they would like you to believe. Nothing could be farther from the truth. What I have discovered for you today will shake your boots off. And that is a massive attack ad against Huma Abedin as a Muslim terror-supporting aide to Hillary, put out by not the Ku Klux Klan, not by David Duke, but by a Hindu multimillionaire. You're not going to believe what you're going to hear on the Savage Nation, but I have that waiting for you. It's a 30-second TV spot which attacks Hillary Clinton through her surrogate, Huma Abedin, implying that she is a terror-supporting or terror, let us say, let's put it this way, they talk about her ties through her mother and her father to questionable Pakistani influences. Let's put it to you that way. And you're going to hear the ad yourself. What that shows you is that not all people of color, even people from the Near East who wear turbans, vote via a monolithic block. This is a myth put forth by the Podesta media complex. That's a very good thing. Number two, this you're not going to believe. Louis Farrakhan compares Hillary to black communities Hitler in a fire and brimstone sermon. You're going to hear that speech. Louis Farrakhan. Don't ever think he's not smart. He's pretty smart. He compares Hillary to the black community's Hitler in a fire and brimstone sermon. So what is Louis Farrakhan saying to people who are of African-American descent, who are African-American, excuse me, who, let us say, follow him? What is Louis Farrakhan telling them to do, to vote for Trump? In a weird way, I think he is. And I'll tell you why I think Louis Farrakhan is telling him to vote for Trump, if that's what he is doing, because I don't know what he's doing. All I can say to you, it's quite odd for Louis Farrakhan to call Hillary the black community's Hitler. And I would say, well, therefore, what should a person who follows him think? So those are some of the initial thoughts. There are so many others, I may as well outline them for you. This is one of those days where there are 5, 6, 7 major threads that I would like to cover. And given the nature of my emotional thinking at times and how fast my mind works, I sometimes get ahead of my audience. 2 white cops were killed in the Midwest. And did you notice how quickly they showed the killer of one of the cops was a white man? Within minutes, all the bulletins had the description. There he was for all of you to see. When have you last seen pictures of people of color who shoot cops? Why, it takes days, weeks, sometimes months. Why is it that they showed the white shooter of police immediately? Wolf Blitzer, you piece of... I don't have the words for it, what I'd like to say to these people in the media. All I can say to you is this. When Trump wins, and if Trump calls, and Trump wants, I will deliver. And I'll be back on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com. You like it, George? Because everyone knows that you're a villain. So here's what we're going to do. I told you that there's a Hindu attack ad attacking Hillary Clinton through her surrogate, Huma Abedin. I try to tell you that not all people of color, even those who wear turbans, are psychotic Democrats. Do you understand that? That there's a huge difference that you may not know anything about. But the American community of people who have descended from India are largely Hindu. They're largely Republican. And one of the millionaires amongst that community attacked Huma Abedin in the following clip, number one, on the one and only Savage Nation.
Hillary, sympathetic towards Pakistan, gave billions of dollars in aid and military equipment used against India. She was instrumental in blocking PM Modi's visa, takes contributions from countries and individuals known to support radical Islam. Her current aide, Huma Abedin, is of Pakistani origin and will become chief of staff if she wins. Her husband, Bill Clinton, wants to give Kashmir to Pakistan. Vote Republican. Great for you, great for U.S.-Indian relations, and great for America. This message endorsed by RHC.
Can you believe this? Here is an attack ad against Hillary and Huma Abedin from the least... You would never expect this. Only I could find something like this. I don't even think it's on the Drudge Report. Everyone does their show prep from the Drudge Report. I don't. I know Matt and I like him very much. I consider him a friend of mine. I don't know if he considers me a friend, but it doesn't matter. But I try not to use his site as a show prep because everyone does it. So what I found for you is worth your price of admission. And at that juncture, I'd like to say thank you for listening. Good night, and I'll see you next year. No, I can't say that. I can't take so much as a minute off between now and the election. But after the election, oh, my God. Do you fear a civil war after the election if Trump wins? That's the main topic. Be here or be nowhere.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
I am the Phantom of the Opera, and I'm playing the organ today. Many of you don't know where this national side is coming from. Many of you can't understand how a once proud nation could descend to such a low level in such a short period of time. America's had problems since its inception. But we were on the heel. They were on the mend. There was never real calm in America, but the races were sort of getting along until this community agitator came along, put in office, so far as I can tell, by the worst man on the planet, a criminal of the highest order in my estimation, an emigre who has done everything he can to destroy this country's demographics, sanity, and peace. They found this guy, this character, this low-end congressman who rarely attended Congress over there in Illinois. He was too busy doing other things. A lifetime agitator, a community organizer, went to a hate-filled anti-white church, and they selected him and made him president twice with unlimited resources and a total control of little men like Wolfie, the propagandist blitzer, and others in the media, constantly elevating this candidate up to levels he never, ever, ever attained, and then, of course, covering up every one of his crimes and misdemeanors, and there are many. And now we wake up to an election, and they're doing the same with Hillary Clinton after stocking America with illegal aliens at a level unprecedented in any history of any nation. No nation on earth has ever had its demographics changed this quickly without first having lost a war and been conquered by a foreign army and had their women raped by the foreign army. And the demographics change. I know those are harsh words. And I know how upsetting it is to tell you the truth. I get it. I know how sick most Americans are. How weak they are. How they're unable to hear the truth without breaking apart. And how the little children in the colleges fall apart if somebody wears a Halloween costume with a feather on it. Someone comes dressed up with a feather already. They go running to the dean, the deanette, for committing some kind of race crime against Indians. This is how sick the nation is, but it didn't happen by accident. It's happened by design. And so we wake up today and we see even more and more of this confirmed in leaked memos through WikiLeaks to George and Jonathan Soros. Marion and Herb Sandler, you don't even know who they are. I do. Oh, I know them closely. Steve Bing, and names you never heard. And it comes to them from John Podesta and a man named Andy Stern. And the memo says strategic outlook for the 2008 elections. It's 14 pages long. And what it is, in my estimation, in my summation, is this headline, how world villains took over America and the world. The Soros-Podesta cartel through leaked documents. It talks about how they're going to stick minorities and immigrants in every Republican community in America on purpose. And they say in 2008, if the election is about the weakness of our candidate, meaning Obama, or about terrorism or tax hikes, we're going to lose. We'll lose progress. So they tell them what they have to do to create a tidal wave against the Republicans. And they did it. And what they did was destroy your mind and destroy your neighborhood. Who did it? You think it happened by accident? Do you think it's happening by accident now that the most criminal president in modern American history is flooding America with illegal aliens? Do you know what a crime it is to break down the border without congressional approval, certainly without the approval of the people? Do you realize it's a crime? Do you realize what Obama is doing is a daily crime? Do you realize that every single alien that walks across the border from Mexico is committing a crime against you and against the Constitution? Do you get that? And who was behind it? Barack Hussein Obama. So he can be tried in a court of law on every count of every illegal alien. If he brought in 300,000 illegal aliens, that's 300,000 counts of violating all of his oath of office, violating the oath of America itself by bringing them in. That's 300,000 counts, but it's more like 4 million, if not more. 4 million counts of a crime against this man, but he gets away with it for the very same reason that I've been telling you today about those cops that were killed. Two white cops were gunned down in the Midwest. Within minutes, the propagandists at CNN reported he was white and showed his picture. They also went on to say that the suspect was recently ordered to leave a school because he was waving a Confederate flag. They did a trifecta there. Confederate flag, white, violent. Now, I want to go back to the summer of death for the police. That's last summer and last spring. Do you remember how many police were killed by black men in this country? Do you remember? Well, let me give you a few examples. Let's start with Dallas. You remember that one? When a former Marine hunted down police and shot them from a distance, killed the police. How many were killed, Robert? Was it three? Two or three were gunned down? Five. He killed five white, he killed five cops. And we didn't know who did it. They kept the identity of the shooter from us at CNN and the other news outlets as long as they could. And then they slowly let it out for a minute or two, and then they disappeared the picture, and then it was forgotten. This is all part of the propaganda campaign that I'm trying to tell you about that is being orchestrated by the world villains who have taken over America. Okay, so I got that. Okay, that's number one. But there's more to the story. There's so much more. This is one of these days that I can hardly keep up with how many different ideas I have to present to you before this election. And the number one thing is the Civil War issue. Two, 3 books ago, I wrote Stop the Coming Civil War. I can remember the day I conceived it. I remember the year I took to write it. I remember how surprised I was that the publisher permitted me to use that title. We argued over it. They didn't want it. But I wouldn't give up. I wouldn't give up. I said, no. So actually, the title was The Coming Civil War. And then they convinced me I had to put in Stop the Coming Civil War. I did it. Okay, fine. I got the book out. Many of you bought it. It was a bestseller for 4 or 5 weeks, New York Times list. I followed it up with the blockbuster Government Zero. Now I followed it up with the book in the bookstores now, Scorched Earth. What I'm saying to you is I know what's going on. You know what's going on. Unfortunately, we don't control the media. We don't control the outcome in Congress because it's been taken over by a foreign power. Oh, I don't care if John Podesta is an American by birth. I don't care if George Soros is a naturalized American citizen. If a foreign entity took over this country, they could not have done more damage to this nation than that cartel has and is doing to this country. I've got so many callers that want to call, and I got one now I have to take because this is coming out of Washington, D.C. from WMAL, where I get the people who were either former or current FBI or NSA. People who are blowing the whistle. You're not going to believe this call by what I see on the screen. Kenny on WMAL in Washington, D.C., go ahead, please. What's on your mind?
Dr. Savage, I wanted to chime in. We spoke a few months ago, and you wanted my personal contact information, but I couldn't chime in. I just wanted to say that, yeah, we're ready for a civil war. I mean, there's almost a civil war now. I mean, a lot of people, whether it's a race war or what have you, a lot of people think it's going to come anyway, but a lot of believers in the Second Amendment are ready for it anyway. But I also wanted to chime in. You know, I worked at Langley, the CIA, for 26 years before I just retired, and I still talk to a lot of those people over there. By the way, you have a ton of fans over there. I think you already know that, but a lot of people...
Well, let me say this. They should get ready to find me on the Internet in the future. Let's put it to you that way.
Exactly. You know, hey, I have my issues with them as well, but a lot of them are saying everyone's blaming Russia. You know, the highest level of metadata that the NSA collects is called Gamma. That's the classification. It's called Gamma. That is the classifications on some of the information that Hillary was talking about, some of our undercover, you know, our NCO, which are non-commissioned, they're not official, you know, undercover operatives all around the world. That's the
On yesterday's show, I said something that no one picked up on in the media because I have no friends in the media. However, if others in the media burp, they call it patriotism. What I said was, even if Abedin's laptop shared with the perv husband was used to and from Hillary, it means anyone in the world could have hacked into it. Is that correct?
The back door? Oh, absolutely. We've used that.
All right, so they went in the back door of the Abedin Wiener computer. They can then backdoor into Hillary's emails. Is that correct factually or not?
Oh, 105%. It's not even enough.
All right, then I made a statement, and I want you as an intelligence officer to confirm this. Does this mean that agents in the field have been compromised, if not captured, and are being tortured right now because of that computer?
Well, I don't want to, you know, I got to be careful what I say here. I will just say is a lot of operatives in the field do not like Hillary, and that leads to my second point. I know a lot of people don't like the CIA, but the NSA and the CIA, I will tell you, does not want Hillary Clinton. I know people think that their strengths were in on getting her involved and analyzing Trump for, you know, triggers to set him off. 85% of the people I still talk to over there want nothing to do with her. She is gasoline. And I'm just telling you, everyone's pointing to Russia for these leaks. WikiLeaks, no one said they're getting them from Russia. A lot of American intelligence operatives, if I can use that word, are doing whatever they can behind the scenes that'll probably never come out.
All right, you made news on the Savage Nation. Former CIA officer blows the lid off where the leaks are coming from, says it's coming from inside American intelligence agencies who know how dangerous Hillary is. That's a whole news story. You just made it right now on the Savage Nation. Do not expect to read it tomorrow on the Drudge Report. Well, do not expect to read it tomorrow on any site, but you did just make news, didn't you?
Well, it's just a fact. I mean, not too many people know this, but I will tell you, if anyone can Google the NSA whistleblower from last year, he hinted at this. Of course, the mainstream media never touched on it, but everyone else that's in the intelligence and intelligence gathering, both on the operations and the intelligence gathering side, I mean, he dropped a bombshell when he said, look, all this data, this NSA, this metadata, they collect every email and every cell phone call. Gamma is the highest classification of that data. That is what she compromised, not only directly, but to your point, indirectly through a back door. They know every time. I mean, they can turn on webcams. You know, you can turn on, I'm retired. You could turn on your cell phone, even if it's turned off, the microphone and the camera to see what's looking at the camera and the microphone. People have no idea that.
Well, I want to ask you something. I have five different home studios. I'm fully aware that all of my devices can be turned on remotely. But I have Skype equipment on top of it all staring at me during a show. Of course we turn it off. Can you turn that Skype camera on when I'm off?
Of course, and I think what speaks to it, I can't stand the guy, but Mark Zuckerberg, they interviewed him, they did this big fancy article in one of these liberal magazine rags, and they showed him in his office, he had like five monitors with web cameras, he had black tape over every one of them, and I only say that, this guy is an intelligence and micro, you know, software geek, and he knows he's got the latest, you know, spyware to protect himself, and even he knows he can't protect himself. He had black tape ducked over all the cams on top.
This is one of the most important and interesting calls I've ever had in my life. I kind of know some of this. So at the end of my shows, so I'm not seen in my underwear before the show begins, as I'm preparing the show or my pajamas, I put a piece of paper over my Skype camera. Does that help?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, anything that's obviously not
Can you guys see through a post-it or not?
Well, I mean, there's different levels of Post-it, but I will just tell you that any...
I want to put out the Michael Savage Post-its. Cannot be seen through by spies.
People think, and this is it, people think, that, I mean, turning off your cell phone does nothing. People say, oh, I'm going to power it down. I mean, you've got to take out the battery, take out the SIM card. You basically have to disassemble it.
Are you serious? You mean just, wait a minute. What if someone turns their iPhone off and puts it in a purse or a jacket? You can still turn it on and still hear what that person's saying?
Well, yes, and the best way I had my trainer describe it to me, it's kind of like when your lamp is plugged into the circuit at the wall, but you've got the lamp turned off, it's
right.
still getting power, it's still getting juice, just because you haven't flipped the last, you know, disconnector to power on when you turn on a phone, you're just turning on the screen, the phone is always getting juice, it's just... When someone goes over to the light, it's not like all of a sudden electricity gets transferred. It's always going through the cord. Just when you flip the switch, it actually turns on the screen or the bulb. But
you know, this is more important to me than you can imagine because I'm on the verge of putting additional cameras in all my home studios for a video presence beginning in January. And I have raised this issue. You got to hear this, and everyone else does, with the corporation saying, "Wait a minute, I really don't want cameras in my house unless they have an on-off switch." And they're saying, well, no, don't worry about it. You can turn it off at the computer. Certainly turning the camera off at its source would be more reliable for me, wouldn't it?
If I had a dime for every time this government says, trust me, don't worry about it. But I will tell you, Michael, you cannot, and I know people know this, and you're savvy enough. This is why you have so many fans over at Langley. It's not just the information. You have to look at the strategy and the means of influence behind it, which is what you're so good at, street smart and breaking it down.
Wait. I want a job in the CIA if Trump wins. I want to retire and work for the CIA as an analyst. I think I'd have more fun than I've ever had in my life being around real smart people who care about America, but I'm just joking. Kenny, I want to ask you a question and then take a quick break. You've got to stay on. Kenny, this is an important call to me and my listeners. They're hanging on every word you are saying. I know they are because I have like a sixth sense about radio. Here's the question of questions. Are any people in the media who are opposing Hillary in danger from any intelligence agencies with regard to black ops? I am not kidding you. I'm asking that question. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com. Got only a minute and 37 seconds. I can't summarize who I'm talking to nor what about. Kenny on WMAL is a retired intelligence officer. Kenny, welcome back to the show. I understand you're going to throw away your burner phone right after this call, and I appreciate it. I still carry an old burner phone, a Samsung phone that I guess. Why are these phones good, these burner phones?
You buy them with cash. They're anonymous. You pay as you go. You know.
No. I have an old one. It's the same one. But I'm saying, can they hack into this black Samsung phone that I have?
If it's got a power button, it can be hacked into, Michael.
Okay, good enough. So they know everything I do. Great. I sometimes curse the spies on my phone or my cameras. I tell them what I think of them. I tell them to die and drop dead, and I hope one day they go to prison. But, Kenny, I asked the leading question, opposition to Hillary. Are people in America who oppose Hillary with any power, are they in any danger of an intelligence agency taking them out?
The best way to answer that is, Michael, we are all at danger if she comes into power. Every single American.
No, but I mean right now, Kenny, under Barack Hussein Obama. Is that happening? Are they sending out assassins to kill enemies?
I will not confirm nor deny that.
Oh, God. Nice. Nice to hear. Great. And I thought I was going to get through this election. Okay. Sorry I sold my 65 Cadillac, which has no digital components. Kenny, have a nice life. Throw the phone away. We won't be speaking again. See you in Karachi. This is the Savage Nation. Be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage. Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, winner of the National Radio Hall of Fame Award, Michael Savage.
What will the villains do if Trump wins is the question on The Savage Nation today. And it opened up a door to a world we all see in movies and read about in spy novels. But we rarely actually hear in real time. But you heard it in real time. I would assume the caller was real. He did say things that led me to believe he's real, that he formerly CIA operative. He said things that were alarming to me. When I asked him at do you know what I'm talking about? Would you raise your hand if you're following the show? You understand how the show works. This is an organic show. I have ideas, I go into them, and then things develop through the callers. The caller was a CIA operative, he said, retired. He was talking with me on a flip phone, what they call a burner phone, which he destroyed right after the call. And during the call, I asked him a question, which I've thought about for a long time, which is, do intelligence agencies currently have operatives who, I shouldn't say tamper with, but actually disappear or kill political enemies of an administration? Do you know what his answer was? I'd rather not answer it. I'd rather not say yes or no, which means he said yes. So that's just a little something for you to show you what's at stake here. But he preceded that by saying, we'll all be in danger if Hillary wins. That was the more important statement, to take it from the personal to the political. We will all be in danger if Hillary wins, which means exactly what he just said. You know, during the Vietnam War, which I did not fight in, but during the Vietnam War, men were sent out from our military to assassinate political operatives of the North Vietnamese Army, the Viet Cong. Did you know that? They searched out political operatives who were important organizers of the enemy, and they killed them. Did you know that that's what goes on in wars? So is it a big leap to ask the question that is pregnant at this time? Well, I don't know. And then I have to think about my cameras, my phones, the coming video presence in my home studios, which was making me a little queasy to begin with. What kind of cameras? How do I do it? Should I do it? Given the surveillance state that we live in. You know, stuff like that. So if you care to comment on any of this, will there be a civil war if Trump wins? Or do you think there'll be a civil war no matter who wins? That's the real question. Eric on WMAL again, line 8. Here we go, out of Washington. Eric, what do you think?
I get the honor of following Kenny. I don't know if I could come anywhere close to that. But thank you for taking my call, Dr. Savage. I believe that civil war is upon us no matter who wins. And I say that from the standpoint of a conservative that you can only push good people so far in this world before they fight back. And I know I'm mixing conflicts. We're talking about civil war. But if you look at the American Revolution, those people paid their taxes, too. And they had finally had enough. And I think...
Hold on. Are you saying that if Hillary wins, there's going to be a civil war? You know that the people who pay taxes are not going to be violent. You know the violence only comes from the thugs. Paid for by the government, agitated by the government, organized by the government, paid for by slime balls like George Soros, in my estimation. You know you're not going to go to war against this government if she wins. Come on, be real.
Yeah, but would you characterize the revolutionaries as thugs? I would not.
No, absolutely not. In fact, I happen to know that let's go back to the Revolutionary War, which I've covered before. I don't think people understand that one-third of the colonists at the time supported Britain. One-third had no opinion, and one-third of the population that agreed to go to war against the British. I think those numbers are pretty close to today, wouldn't you say?
I agree. I just, there's, at some point, you can only push the people so far. I'm not saying, will there be a civil war?
I understand, but what would be the fourth something that to set off this revolution against these villains? Tell me.
A reduction of our God-given rights, our Bill of Rights.
Excuse me, how much further do they have to go for us to understand that we have no rights? If we're being invaded in every home through Obama's spy agencies, which we were told is the greatest spy agency the world has ever seen, tell me how much further we have to go than that. How much further do we have to go than a rogue president who has violated every law he can get away with and nothing happens to him, including breaking our border down to let millions of illegal aliens pour into this nation to destroy it? Tell me what's worse than that. Tell me what he has to do next.
I agree with what you're saying. I understand that people, that's not real to people yet. That's not.
You are right. You are right. He's such a sneak. And he has such stealthy villains working with him. Some of those stealthiest villains in the world have taken this country over. What would be the spark that set off a rebellion against them?
Eliminating the Second Amendment. I think when people come in.
So you think that if Hillary Clinton steals the election and she comes after the Second Amendment, that would cause a revolution? You think that's the number one thing?
I think, well, you go into somebody's house and steal their right and their ability to defend themselves. Yes, I do.
Well, let me explain how she's going to do it. She's not going to do that at all. She's going to do it by degree. The slowly boiling frog method is what they've been doing anyway. We have no desire to take away your right to hunt. We have no right to take away your right to self-defense. All we want to do is pass some common sense gun control laws in order to keep the guns out of the hands of really bad criminals. That's what they're going to do. That's their campaign modus operandi. You know that. They're not coming in the middle of the night for your gun. They're going to take it away from you one step at a time.
It's one screw at a time.
Yes. All right. Look, I'm going to send you government. I don't know the book. I'm going to send you a copy of Scorched Earth while it's still readable. And that's the story. There's so many other things I haven't gotten to, such as I promised you that not only is there an attack ad by Hindus attacking Hillary through her surrogate, Huma Abedin, who they call a Muslim terror-supporting aide. You never heard this before. This is new to radio. I don't even know where I dug it up from. It's off YouTube. Hindus, who you think, because they are of Near Eastern origin, because many of them wear turbans, you falsely, many of you, associate them with radical Muslims, which is a terrible, terrible thing to do, not only to Hindus, but to Muslims who are very peace-loving as well. I mean, it's crazy to do it. But nevertheless, the Hindus are virtually all opposed to the Democrat Socialist state, and especially to Huma Abedin and Hillary Clinton. I played that ad for you. But I haven't yet gotten to Louis Farrakhan himself comparing Hillary to a black community's Hitler. And I think that you have to listen to clip two to understand that this is not going to be a cakewalk for the Soros Podesta cartel amongst the black community. Listen.
My dear brother and sister, this is serious. Her husband and Joe Biden were the author of the crime bill that put tens of thousands of black brothers and sisters in prison. So while we were organizing for the Million Man March, they were organizing to put black men and women in jail. Mrs. Clinton backed the crime bill and then called our young people super predators. Of course she apologized. But just a minute. See, Hitler could have said to the Jews after Auschwitz, "Oh, I'm so sorry." Would that be enough to satisfy you? You couldn't satisfy any Jewish person with an apology.
All right, so he unfortunately shoots himself in the foot every time he speaks with his Hitler-like hatred for Jews. So don't think I'm supporting this vicious, rabid anti-Semite Louis Farrakhan. Don't confuse me for 1 minute with that. But what I'm saying to you is that Hillary Clinton is in trouble with the African-American community. She's in trouble with the Hindu-American community. She is in trouble with many communities that they took for granted. That was my main point, okay? And I think that Trump is going to win by every indicator. When they say he's up one in a CNN Washington Post poll, that means he's up 12. If polls are saying he's up two, he's up 20. Because they haven't polled me. Have you ever been polled? I've been polled. So there's going to be a landslide, probably. They don't even know what to do about what's coming. That's unless they rig it with the George Soros' voting machines that are in 16 states. But that's a whole separate story. So I'm asking you after the election, which is only next week. Right. Now, John Podesta, one of the Soros-Podesta cartel leaders, has planted one of his friends as a lawyer at the so-called Justice Department to oversee the new email scans, if you can believe how bad this has become. Huh? Meanwhile, we read today that government insiders, as on the Drudge Report, are helping Julian Assange leak, as the caller did. Remember the last hour? The ex-CIA operatives have said many of these reports about Hillary are coming from inside our own intelligence agencies, not from WikiLeaks. They're giving it to WikiLeaks to leak because they know what danger she is to this nation. So, my friends, there is already a civil war going on. It is not now really a shooting war unless you're a cop. Then it's a shooting war. You're being targeted. You're on the front lines of the civil war. There are other disturbing signs. There are street wars going on around America. There's a terribly heartbreaking story coming out of New York City that's been swept up by the media, which is an older white man is walking in Queens, New York. Just walking, 60-year-old man, regular guy, has a briefcase. And a man comes up behind him. A man in a white undershirt. We won't describe him because I don't want to offend anybody. And Mr. Patrick Gorman is walking near the corner of Queens Boulevard and Main Street in Briarwood. Is suddenly struck in the back of the head by this man of no particular race. Man punches him in the face, knocks him out, falls squarely on his back. And the man with his girlfriend walk on like nothing happened. Mr. Gorman was taken to Jamaica Hospital, where he died the next day at 9 a.m. The city medical examiner ruled Mr. Gorman's death a homicide last week as a result of blunt force trauma to the head with a concussion to the brain and a combination of a stroke and a contributing condition of hypertensive and atherosclerotic cardiovascular disease, according to the medical examiner. Gorman's neighbor, John Rinkowski, 47, said that Mr. Gorman, a Mets fan, had just returned to his Queens home from Baltimore and Philly for ball games the day of the attack. He was a ball fan, regular guy. But the cops didn't release the surveillance video of the attack right after the attack. They released it now. Why? Cops in New York didn't release the video. A white guy killed police in the Midwest. They released a picture of him before his mother gave birth to him. Right out there, white man kills cops. See that? Says Wolfie, the propagandist blitzer. Look, 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 look. White man kills cops. Look, 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 look. Leone, a member of Briarwood Action Network, the community organization that petitioned cops 2 years ago to install the security camera that captured the assault, said, I still don't understand why it took so long. Mr. Leone called the victim a very low-key, quiet person. He never bothered anybody. And apparently the man who struck him, the man, has not been caught, even though he's clearly seen sucker-punching this old man and killing him. He's not been found yet. Death of a 64-year-old white man. And we'll let it go at that. You can see the video yourself in the New York Post. Brutal sucker punch leads to man's death. And I put it up on michaelsavage.com for your listening nausea, for your viewing nausea. It's sickening. It gets me ill. This is what's going on in America, in Barack Obama's America. He has unleashed a race war. Am I saying that this didn't happen before him? Yes. Yes, I'm saying it never happened like this before. There was never such an epidemic of hatred. In my lifetime, I've never seen anything like this. And it's all because of that thin, smiling golfer in the White House who's just such a nice married man with two beautiful children and just the classiest first lady the world has ever seen. He had nothing to do with it. Nothing. I'll be back in a minute to take your calls.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com. Memo from the current Clinton campaign chair, John Podesta, who was a member in good standing, in my opinion, of the Podesta-Soros cartel, given out to a handful of liberal billionaires in 07, clearly lays out the long-term progressive strategy to take over American politics by creating an echo chamber in the media to control public discourse and changing American demographics to make them more, quote, advantageous, meaning flooding largely conservative white communities with illegal aliens and minorities. Everything we've told you, every nightmare scenario that we told you that you called right-wing mania, right-wing conspiracy, you're crazy, you're paranoid, is 1,000% right. 1,000% right. Not wrong. And it went out to George Soros, Peter Lewis, Stephen Bing, and Herman Marion Sandler. Now, you don't know who the Sandlers are. Herb died, but Marion is still around. The Sandlers made billions of dollars through an SNL scam, which I will talk about. They sold the Savings and Loan Association, made billions of dollars, busted it out before it went bankrupt, and then sold it off. And much of that money is going to the ACLU and other evil left-wing causes. Look into old Marion Sandler. Wonderful, nice, kindly old woman, isn't she? And her money, her clean money, is going to help some of the best people on earth, isn't it? No, not in my opinion. But old Marion Sandler is still around, still giving away money. The last I checked, old Marion Sandler gave the ACLU $9 million, and that was 5-6 years ago. Hey, look, if you make $2.5 billion after busting out an SNL like in The Sopranos, what's $9 million? It's chicken feed. And think of all the awards you get from the ACLU. Think of all those nice dinners with those nice young men holding you by the elbow as they lead you up to the podium to give a shaky old speech about how much you love America. Isn't America great? How you buy your fame and your recognition. You buy the bouquets. And if you don't have money, you get the brickbats. And that's the story of the world. There's nothing new under the sun. However, we'll come back and talk about, will there be a civil war if Trump wins? Be here.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage. Warning. The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, winner of the National Radio Hall of Fame Award, Michael Savage.
You want to blow? You want to go? You got it, man. You know, how do I break this down for people who don't know what's going on? Tuning in the last few days, they're listening for the first time in their life, maybe, about what's going on. They see that she's going hysterical or getting hysterical, screaming. They know she's a liar. All the emails that are coming out. They don't even know what it's about, but they know she's a creepy liar. They don't like her whole... Then they look at Trump. They know that he's a showman. They don't like what he said about this, about that, but they figure they don't know which way to go. So they're listening to radio. They're reading the papers, and they're trying to make up their mind. These are the undecided. So to them, those of you listening for the first time, I want to read you some stuff about what's inside the Obama administration and that's running through the entire U.S. government. And what will remain there even if Donald Trump wins, and what we have to do. And I tell you this by saying that even if Trump wins, and he follows through on 80% of what he promises, the people that Obama has planted in high positions, you can't get them out of government except by executive decree. And I talk about them, who he's planted, what they will do to people, especially white young males in colleges, universities, and organizations that I've been trying to warn you about. There is a war going on against heterosexual Christian white males. Whether they wear a cross or go to church does not matter. They are targeted right now. And I talk about all of this in my book, Scorched Earth. I'm not asking you to buy the book. Most of you don't read. Not that you can't, but you don't. And I talk about where I started in my discussion, which is about the emerging totalitarian Soviet states of America. Now, in college or high school, you heard about totalitarian regimes, right? You know what they are? What is a totalitarian regime? It's about fanatics like Obama who run the country from a central office and where there is little opposition. Little opposition in the media. Does that make sense to you? Little opposition in Congress. Does that make sense to you? No Supreme Court to fight him. That's a dictatorship or a totalitarian state that's emerged under Obama because he's so smart. And then I try to tell you about the Democrat Party and how it's no different than the Communist Party USA. And I quote now myself on page 93 of Scorched Earth, where I say that there is a Communist Party in the USA. Many of you don't know what that is or why that's bad. Well, what I'm saying is that they've disguised themselves now. They're running purely as Democrats. There was the Socialist Labor Party. There were over-Marxist. There were overt Marxist-Leninist groups such as the Freedom Road Socialist Organization, the Progressive Labor Party, the Revolutionary Communist Party, the Workers' World Party. And what I said in my book is that none of them really exists in those forms anymore because they've all been morphed into Barack Obama's administration. And back in the day, you had Trotskyites who ran things such as the Freedom Socialist Party, Socialist Action, the Socialist Workers Party, Solidarity, the Spartacus League, the Workers International League. They are all small splinter groups right now because most of the leaders have been absorbed into the current Democrat Party. I then say, look at the anarchist and anarcho-syndicalist parties of the United States, such as the Green Party. Most of them have become very, very small because the leadership has been given jobs by MSNBC and the other media outlets. And then I go into specific detail of what's going on in the government media complex and what will happen in 2017. But I go back to 1848 to talk about secular socialism. And then I go to the 1960s civil rights movement. And some of you are interested in this and some of you want to read this, and you will. And I go into what's going to happen if Trump wins on page 96 of Scorched Earth, which I'm going to read to you now for the first time on this program because we're down to the wire. And then I ask what will happen. And I write this because I'm thinking ahead. I'm thinking ahead to when Donald Trump wins in the election come November, I wrote. Now, some of you may have seen polls saying that Trump has an uphill climb. During the summer, a leftist pollster named Nate Silver, whom I call Nate Sliver or Nate Slither, the darling number cruncher of the left, said that Hillary Clinton had an 80% chance of winning the election. I laughed when I saw that. This is all in my book, by the way. Look how right I was. I laughed when I saw that, I wrote. Do you know why? Because the bookies in England were giving 80 to 20 odds in the United Kingdom staying in the European Union. The bookies were saying it was 80-20 that the United Kingdom would stay in the EU. Remember what happened? Well, we all know how that turned out, and we all know why. It's the same reason why Trump is going to win here. Remember, I wrote this book. It's my Bible. I wrote the book. It's published, but I wrote it a few months ago. I said he is already the overwhelming favorite of that key voting bloc, the independents. And I write this, so listen to what I say is coming. When God willing, he takes office in January 2017, that's when his work will actually begin, because none of the organizations I mentioned, meaning the subversives, will be gone. In fact, I can guarantee you that their nests are being feathered by the Obama administration as quickly as possible, make certain that they are untouchable, as the five families of organized crime once were in the United States of America. These left-wing groups are far more damaging than any organized criminal organization the nation has ever seen in terms of their damage to the social order. That is a definitive blanket statement that I can support with pages upon pages of references. Media Matters, for example, is funded primarily by George Soros. It was run in cahoots with John Podesta, Obama's lawyer, who founded the Center for American Progress, a liberal think tank in Washington, D.C. Media Matters was closely tied to Hillary Clinton during the period that I was banned in Great Britain, and its fingerprints are all over the smear campaign against Michael Savage and many others in the conservative movement in the United States. They should be at the top of the list. They're among the evilest anti-Americans in the United States today. Now listen what I say next. These leftist groups are like a cult, and they feed off one another. And then I imagine what they do. And I tell you that they're functioning like a criminal organization in this book. Haven't you recently heard in the last few days former high-ranking officials coming out and saying Hillary Clinton is the equivalent of running an organized criminal family? Have you not seen that in the media? Well, I wrote this in this book, Scorched Earth. And I talk about them stuffing ballot boxes, having non-citizens or illegal aliens vote, and how they're doing it. And I talk about a man named Al Sharpton, and his group had been in and out of the White House 50 or more times. What president would have a man of that low level in the White House in and out so many times, except Barry Obama? And I talk about how deep these people go in their damage to the social order of the nation. And I say that unless they are turned back in 2017, there is no hope for this nation. So I am looking ahead, and I'm telling you what needs to be done. And I write this, as a man who has been blacklisted by both the British government and Fox News. Yes, I am still banned from Fox News, both by Bill, O'Reilly, so far as I can tell, and Blondie, They do not permit me on that network. Trust me, I know something about blacklists. That's something the American left has not experienced in 50 years, being on a blacklist. There are groups that need to be investigated for the damage they have done, are doing, and will do, unless they're stopped by a new Congress in 2017. And then I name all of the organizations that I consider to be very, very left-wing and worthy of investigation when Trump wins the presidency. And I spend two pages on that in Scorched Earth. I would love to head up that committee. In fact, if Trump called, I would respond. And if he said, you know, Savage, would you consider putting together a new investigation for America to save it? Putting together a list of organizations that have crippled America? Oh, yeah. But you know, I'd say, Donald, I don't have to do anything I don't have to quit radio to do that. Here's a copy of Scorched Earth there on pages 98 and 99. They're all there. It's a sketch of the entire group of the terror groups on the radical left to explain why America has crippled us, how we're crippled in America, and how the head of the snake is enjoying himself in the White House. And they're all named there. But my friends, if you're listening to this show, remember what I'm about to tell you. You get the drift. And the fate of America lies in your vote. I'm Michael Savage. I will take your calls on this and other topics. WABC in New York, Charles, line 5, fire away, what's on your mind? Is Charles there or is Charles gone? Charles is gone, going once, going twice. Gregory on WKZO Radio, line 2, go ahead please, what's on your mind?
Hello, Dr. Savage. First of all, I would like to say you are my beacon in this sea of chaos.
Thank you. I appreciate that very much for being a lighthouse in a turbulent sea. What's on your mind today, Gregory?
Next, I am the eternal optimist, sir. I feel that when Donald Trump is elected president of the United States of America, we are not going to have a civil war. We are going to have a major celebration on the streets, and this country is going to breathe a sigh of relief. And we are all going to start looking forward to what this country can be again.
Okay, but what happens when George Soros, one of the most evil manipulators in the history of the world, gets together with Podesta, who will just have lost an election, and they go back to the old things they've been doing and put out hundreds of millions, if not billions of dollars to thugs in the streets to riot, to kill police, to beat up police officers, break windows? What's going to happen then?
I feel that Donald Trump will get together with the heads of the FBI, CIA, the heads of all the police departments across the country, and be prepared for this type of emergency. And these thugs and these idiots and these people who want to destroy our country are going to be rooted out, and they're all going to be...
So in other words, the police will be empowered to do what they have to do to stop these thugs. The gloves will be taken off. The clubs will come out, the water cannons will come out, and yes, there will be turbulence for a while, and then they will settle down once they see the other side of a nightstick.
Yes, sir, because the police have been handcuffed by this political correctness, by this inconsistent enforcement of the law, and I think that the United States of America...
All right, so you feel the police will be empowered. Do you think that's going to be enough for George Soros and Podesta? You think they would stop their agitation just because the police would react? That's exactly what they want. Then they'll have Wolf Blitzer and the young Wolf Blitzers and all of the skirted Wolf Blitzers running around with iPhones screaming, oh, look at the police! Look what the police are doing! Look at the police! Look at the police! I'm at the press! Look what the police did! Oh, look at them beating the poor protester! Look, it's a protester of color! He didn't do anything wrong! Look, he's beating a man of color! Well, you think that's not going to happen?
You might be correct. That might happen to a certain extent, but I really do feel that once these people who are supposed to be reporting the news get the idea that, hey, Trump is not the problem in this country, and once they get the news that these people are going to be exposed for the weak-minded idiots that they really are.
Well, you are really an optimist. I'd like to know what medication you're on. I'd like to have some.
Absolutely. I'm on the medication of light. I have a woman who loves me so much, and I went out and I purposely fought your
partner. Oh, so yeah, but you have a new romance, so you're full of the flower of life right now.
Absolutely, for the last year and a half. But I went out and I bought your book, and you sent me Teddy and Me, and I wanted to thank you so much for that. That was so
amazing. Look what a little sex can do for an old man.
Hey, it's more than sex, my my friend. She is the love of my life.
And I'm joking. Come on. I'm not putting it into the category of Anthony Weiner. Trust me on that. Love is the most transforming emotion a human being can find. I agree with you 1,000%, Gregory. Don't take my quips for reality, even though they are. Thank you for calling. I'll be right back on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com. There is a civil war going on in the country, and on the front lines are the police. There has been a war against police initiated by Barack Obama going back to the first days of his administration. I can prove it with sound. And then by Eric Holder, the worst snake in the history of the Attorney General's office, who again initiated a racial war in this country. And the percentage increase of killings of police is up 167% this year as opposed to last year when the numbers were already off the charts as a result of the snake in the White House. Cops are being killed everywhere. On July 7th, Afghan war veteran Mika Azavia killed 5 cops and injured 9 more in Dallas. On July 17th, Gavin Eugene Long, who had an interest in black separatist issues, shot 6 police, 3 of whom died in Baton Rouge. I have many, many more. Fatal police shootings are through the roof under this snake in the White House. Make no mistake about it, he triggered a race war, and the cops are on the front lines. Because when you want to take out your enemy, first you take out their soldiers, and then you take out the civilians. You think I'm an idiot? You think I don't see what this guy has done with the cartel behind him? And now waiting in the wings, we have a woman who will not only continue, but increase his social policies, augment his social policies, bringing in not only domestic terrorists who have been instigated to murder, but bringing in Syrian Muslim men. And do you think they're going to go to work in McDonald's or slaughterhouses? Do you think that's what they're bringing them in for? They are the armies of the night. Abu, go ahead, please. There's nothing worse. I have the best timing in the history of radio. I call a caller. It's like, the boo, ba 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 bee, ba ba. And the call screen is somewhere else doing another. Okay, line 9, Margaret, WMAL, you're on the Savage Nation. What's on your mind?
Hey, I'm an active duty military spouse for 25 years, and I was hacked. You were talking to somebody earlier who warned you about the invasive or pervasive issue with your own, personal devices. I can hear tell you that every single website I ever visited, every place I went on the internet, it was flipped on me. I have 20. I'm calling you from a burner phone. My 22nd. I had to shut off my entire internet. Everything I did, everything I went, everywhere I went, it was.
Wait, but why were you hacked? You're saying you're the wife of a high-ranking military officer, so they hacked you?
I wouldn't say high rank. they hacked me because I opened up my computer that had a virus on it. I was determined to fix it. It had a Norton antivirus trademark at the bottom and was attached to the operating system. I opened up the operating system.
So, Margaret, what's the point of your story? Is the government hacked you? Who hacked you?
A nefarious activity. It is a hacker from overseas or wherever.
All right. Well, so what does it have to do with the show that we're having today? How does that relate to anything? I thank you for calling. That opens up one line at 855-407-282. The topic is, if Trump wins, do you fear a civil war? Period. End of story.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Report, I repeat, this is an unconfirmed report coming out on a website that I truly don't know much about called TruePundit.com. And I say again, because another talk show's got in deep trouble yesterday for a report that turned out to be false, and he apologized for it. I'm not presenting this as truth, but I'm giving you a heads up. Breaking bombshell. NYPD blows whistle on new Hillary emails. money laundering, sex crimes with children, child exploitation, pay-to-play, and perjury. And the story states that there is a high-ranking NYPD detective who says that they turned it over to the FBI because they had to. But that, listen to this, if the FBI buries the story about what they discovered on Aberdeen's computer, they themselves will bring charges against the individuals named. Listen to me carefully. This is coming according to a website that unto itself I truly don't know, but the source is said to be NYPD detectives and an NYPD chief, the department's highest ranking under commissioner, who have said openly that if the FBI and Justice Department fail to garner timely indictments against Clinton and co-conspirators, the NYPD itself will take the case back and go public with the damaging emails turned over to James Comey. So this is an interesting story. We're hearing James Comey had no right to do what he did. They're saying he's the bad guy. Well, okay, but now we're hearing there's much more behind it than that, and that Comey hasn't even released what he was given. So he's kind of trapped in a hard place. I'm going to quote again. I cannot confirm or deny. The NYPD chief said this, quote, "What's in the emails is staggering, and as a father, it turned my stomach. There is not going to be any Houdini-like escape from what we found. We have copies of everything. We will ship them to WikiLeaks, or I will personally hold my own press conference if it comes to that." This is from an NYPD police chief. So what is this about? A federal law enforcement officer on this site said that Aberdeen and Weiner are cooperating with federal agents who have taken over the non-sexting portions of the case from the NYPD. And they said that both of them are shopping for separate immunity deals. Quote, "If they don't cooperate, they're going to see long sentences," a federal law enforcement source said. Now, what is this about? You'll have to read it yourself. All I can tell you is that I had to read this to you because it's liable to become news by next week. So what is really behind this? According to FBI sources, the probe, the new probe that was released Friday into Clinton's use and handling of emails, has been broadened to include investigating new email-related revelations, including the fact that her top aide, Homa Aberdeen, forwarded classified and top-secret State Department emails to Weiner's email. Ms. Aberdeen stored emails containing government secrets in a special folder shared with the pervert Weiner, warehousing over 500,000 archived State Department emails. Anthony Weiner had access to these classified and top-secret docs without proper security clearance to view the records. So, unto itself, because Huma Aberdeen was sharing the laptop with him, and she was communicating back and forth with Hillary Clinton, then the perv had immediate access to these top-secret docs without property security clearances. And as we covered in the last 2 hours from a former CIA agent who called the show, anybody can backdoor into that laptop. That means foreign agents could have backdoored into that, found out who our spies were in the field from Hillary's knowledge and emails, and these spies could now be in torture chambers, God knows where in the world. Are you listening to me? Do you understand what's involved here? Aberdeen also used a personal Yahoo address and her ClintonMail.com address to send and receive store and classified and top secret documents. Do you realize how big this is? Okay, so it's enormous. And more alarming than all of this is that according to the FBI's 302 report detailing its interview with Huma Aberdeen, none of the multiple FBI agents and Justice Department officials who conducted the interview pressed Huma Aberdeen to further detail the email address linked to Weiner. There was never a follow-up. So what I'm seeing here, if there's any truth to any of this, it means that Mr. Comey of the FBI had to go public with that milquetoast statement last Friday. It was very middle of the road. He said, "We think that we have evidence that might blah, blah, blah." It was the NYPD putting a gun to his head saying, "If you don't do it, we're going to do it. If you don't do it, we're going to hold a press conference and we're going to blow the lid off the FBI's cover-up of this story, which is much bigger than the American people know." So then Mr. Comey, if I can read into this, had to go public and say we have reasonable evidence to suggest that we have to look further. But he didn't say what he actually saw, because what he actually saw is what the NYPD gave him. And according to what I'm reading, the NYPD had a subpoena to look into these emails. You follow what I'm saying? Remember the FBI strangely had to go to a federal judge to look into the emails, and he got it on Sunday night? But turns out the NYPD already had the right to investigate the emails on the child porn, on the child endangerment case, or whatever the case was, because they were investigating a New York City resident who was sexting a 15-year-old. So I believe they had the right, and they got a judge already give them the right to look into it. And then what they found was a snake pit. They got they couldn't believe what they were looking at. So the NYPD is now pressured by the FBI. Comes, it's like a mystery novel. Comes in and says, all right, turn it over to us. We're handling it. The NYPD, instead of rolling over like a rube, you know, cop would have to do in a small town, frightened of the federal government, the NYPD is filled with some really tough people. They said, no, not so fast. Here are the terms. We're giving these to you under the understanding that unless you go public with what we are giving you, we'll do it before the election in a press conference. And that will further damage the FBI. I am reading into this. I do not know if it's true or not. Do you understand what I'm saying to you? We're all on the edge here, looking into things. We don't know what the emails contain. We're getting stuff third hand, second hand, fourth hand. And it's our job in the media, those of us who are truth tellers and truth seekers, to try to give this to you with the proper caveat of I don't know how true this is, but it looks true enough for me to have mentioned it, to then put together a scenario of what might be going on to help you figure it all out, make your own decision. This is so big, it's liable to blow by Friday. This is like a volcano, it seems to me, under the surface. This whole thing with Hillary and the emails, I think it's a volcano that's liable to blow up by the weekend. And I think that's why she freaked out today, screaming in that old voice of hers, which she has so successfully kept under control. Robert, I think you need to play her screaming. I thought it was an old tape. This is her cracking up and screaming and going mad again on the campaign trail. Listen again.
I'm sick and tired of the negative, dark, divisive, dangerous vision and behavior of people who support Donald Trump. It is time for us to say, no, we are not going backwards. We're going forward into a brighter future.
So she freaked out. In other words, in the old days, you would have said she became hysterical. We can't use that term anymore. I don't think it's related to the gender of the individual. I think it's related to the psychosis of the individual. She went crazy because she must know this, and she knows what's coming. So now she's trying to rile up the audience to say that it's not only the FBI that's bad, now it's the supporters of Donald Trump. You hear? She's gone from attacking Comey, which she was told to not do because it backfired on her, because the FBI still has a great reputation. So smarter people amongst the Democrats said, what are you, nuts? Don't go after the FBI, so that her and the cartel sit down, in my estimation, the devious devils, these villains, sit down and come up with, now attack Trump supporters. That's even smarter. Now attack half of America. That was really smart, Hillary. You just won over a lot of votes. She's melting down. She's falling apart. She's cracking up. As Donald gets stronger, she gets weaker. As Donald gets calmer, she gets more crazy. And I tell you what's happening. It's not only the emails, which could be the whole thing. This heads up on it. Is astounding. But she's losing African-American votes. She's losing women votes. She's losing Hispanic votes. She lost the Hindu vote, which she thought she owned. This is a disaster for her. They thought that they had victory in their hands. She even ordered a fireworks celebration for New York. She had the fireworks company lined up. Let's pray that God does see the truth, and he waited right till the end to release it to us. Drips and drabs. But before I take a break or go on to another topic, I have to review in my head, and for those of you who are fanatical listeners to this show, meaning the most loyal listeners in the radio business, you hear every word, every innuendo, every sniffle, every gurgle. I had a caller in hour one who said he's a former CIA operative, a field operative, and he said he was speaking to me on a, I don't know what he called it, a crush phone? What, a crash phone? What do they call it, Robert? A burner phone. I didn't even know what it was. I have one. I didn't even know what I bought. I bought it years ago. It's a Samsung, a kind you use like a football game. You can drop it and it bounces. And when I pull it out, people laugh at me. Look at him. He has an old phone. Look at that dumb old man. Well, I also have an iPad, an iPhone, and this and that. But I carry the bouncy phone for a number of reasons. I get reception in elevators. I get reception everywhere. And that's all. So he says he has a burner phone he's going to throw away after calling this show because he's afraid he'll be tracked down by his own agency. And in that call to the audience of this program, he divulged some things. He said that a lot of these emails that are coming out through WikiLeaks, document drops, are not coming from Julian Assange and his hackers. They're coming from inside the government itself. They're coming from people in the country who are terrified of this woman because they know how dangerous she is. They're coming from CIA agents, FBI agents, NSA agents, Defense Intelligence Agency agents, who are releasing this information to WikiLeaks because they can't do it themselves. So we have a revolt going on inside the government. Apparently Obama has not been able in his 8 short years to purge every patriot from the government. He has not gotten down to the last good American. There are still many of them, and they're rushing like the Minutemen to do everything they can to warn America about how dangerous she and her cartel is for the survival of the nation. I have given you everything I can give you right now. I'm not exhausted from it. I'm elated from it. I do not like seeing the nation committing nationocide, as I said yesterday. I would like to stop nationocide from jumping off the Golden Gate Bridge. I'd like the nation to sit back. I'd like the young idiot men who are listening to me for the first time to take your stupid baseball hats and put them on forward, you idiots, and try to clear up your heads. Your heads have been destroyed in the colleges. You don't know what the hell is going on around you. Most of you are too stupid to know they've taught you to dig your own grave and throw the lime in and then jump in after you got through with the shovel. That's what they're trying to teach you to do. They put you down, they put your race down, they put your gender down, they put your mother down, they put your church down, they put your God down, and you went along with it. You thought that they were right. They weren't right. They're teaching you to kill yourself, and I'm teaching you to save yourself. And my name is Michael Savage, and I'll be back to give you more of the truth that you're missing right here on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com. For Trump. It's not, I'm not surprised. I mean, I never met a Hindu I didn't like. That's a takeoff on a Lenny Bruce joke. But the thing is, I opened the show today. I'm going to have Indian food tonight because of this. I eat it once in a while anyway. I was wondering why I like Indian food. I always liked it. It's not just the spices. The people are amazing. There's a certain genius to the Indian people. How many times have I said to you, they come here from India. In 3 weeks, their children are winning a spelling bee. They're not screaming about racial discrimination. They're not running to the government. They work so hard. They work so hard. They build things up. I know it from the Fiji Islands when I lived in there. I studied the Fiji Islands. Remember, I went there since 1968. And the Fijian nation is a beautiful nation, mainly a Melanesian people. But the Indian people were brought into Fiji to be indentured sugar workers, in other words, slaves. They are brought in to work the sugar fields. Instead of burning the sugar fields down, they saved every penny they could save. And then they gave it to their sons who built little camera stores and little businesses. And then they became the leading business people in Fiji. That's the kind of people the Indian people are. So I got to know Hindus. I got to know Fijians. And the religion is very interesting to an outsider, I got to tell you. So I wake up today and I see that the Hindus have attacked Hillary Clinton through her surrogate, Huma Abedin, saying that she's a kind of terror-supporting aide to Hillary. And they put out an ad, a millionaire Hindu. I don't know who he is. And this shows you that not all so-called people of color are voting as a monolithic block. They're not all Democrats. They don't hate white people. This is a myth put out by the Soros, Podesta, Clinton cartel to make you believe that if you vote for Trump, you're a racist. It's all falling apart. Not only the wings coming off the Hillary campaign, I think her engines have failed. And it's in a tailspin right now. It's heading right to the earth. So I open and I'll close with the same thing. This is a 30-second TV spot that I didn't hear it anywhere else. I don't even know how I got this morning. It just shows you that. Listen to this. Hindus attacking Hillary through her surrogate, Huma Abedin, for good reason. Listen.
Hillary, sympathetic towards Pakistan, gave billions of dollars in aid and military equipment used against India. She was instrumental in blocking PM Modi's visa, takes contributions from countries and individuals known to support radical Islam. Her current aide, Huma Abedin, is of Pakistani origin and will become chief of staff if she wins. Her husband, Bill Clinton, wants to give Kashmir to Pakistan. Vote Republican. Great for you, great for U.S.-Indian relations, and great for America. This message endorsed by RHC.
Hare Krishna. Now, attention all techies of Indian descent. Are you listening to this show? Raise your hand if you are of Indian descent and a techie who listens to the Savage Nation. Some of you have lived in the Bay Area of San Francisco, well, for a long time, and you grew up listening to me because your father, your smart father, said you better listen to this guy, Michael Savage. He knows what he's talking about. Raise your hand if that's true. I imagine I'm in a live audience. Well, I see the hands going up throughout the audience. And there's a lot of them, too, because I've lived here long enough to tell you I know my audience very well. And so what I'm getting at is the show comes to its end, and I'm sorry it does, but all things must come to a conclusion. This has been three hot hours for me. I'm more energetic at the end than I was at the beginning. All I can say to you is that we have one chance to save America, and that's next Tuesday. And everyone who knows what's going on knows that it's a choice between a bumbling, boorish businessman who will tell you the truth and a crime family who will destroy the country forever. You want to commit nationocide and blow everything up that made this nation great and allowed you to grow in the nation? Do you? I don't. I'm an immigrant son. I'm Michael Savage. Hare Krishna to you and everyone else on the Savage Nation.